Pashas Pahaloischo. The pasuk starts off by Yedaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Dabor El Aaron, V'yomartu Elov, you should talk to Aaron and tell him, Pahaloischo Es Haneros, when you light or when you set up the Neros, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, upon the face of the Menorah, is Yoiru Shivas Haneros. You should have the light from the seven Neros. Then pasuk Gimel, Vayas Kain Aaron, and Aaron did like this, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Hela Neroseham, upon the face of the Menorah, he like lit the Neros, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. And Rashi says on this, Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagid Shivchoi Shal Aaron Shleshino, to tell us praise about Aaron, that he did not act different from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. And before Hashem asked the question, like, what did the pasuk have to say it in the way Rashi says it? Like, of course, Aaron didn't do different than Hashem told him. For sure, Aaron did the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. What is the chiddush here that Shaloshina, he didn't change? Like, what was so hard about this mitzvah to light, set up the menorah to light it, that Aaron should have a doubt, maybe, that we should have a doubt, maybe he changed? And maybe we could answer this with the first Rashi, that brings down the famous Medrash. Rashi brings down Loma Nismucho Pashas HaMenorah LePashas HaNesiim. He's in the last Pashas Nos at the end that was talking about the Nesiim brought by the Chanukas HaMishkan. They brought the 12 different Kabonis. So how come now, right after it talks about the Seder of the Menorah, LeFish Rashi says from the Medrash Tanchuma, LeFish Kesheru Aaron Chanukas HaNesiim, when Aaron saw the way all the Nesiim were bringing the Kabonis, his whole shos daita, he felt very bad. Him or anybody from Shevet Levi did not bring any kabonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to Aaron, like what you're going to do is going to be greater what they're doing. That you're going to be zeicha to fix up and set up the menorah. And in the Medrash Rabbah, it says another lashon. It says that Aaron felt bad that he thought maybe because of him, his shevet wasn't zeicha to bring kabonas by the Chanukah. In other words, he thought maybe because of the Chet Ha'egel that he did, his shevet Levi wasn't zeicha to bring the kabonas by the Chanukah HaMishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to him, no, that's not the reason why I didn't let your shevet do it, but rather because what you're going to do is going to be greater than what they're doing, because Kabonas are only noyig bisman, we have the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkein the Neiros is kayim le'olam. The lighting of the menorah, that's kayim forever. And the Ramban over here explains the Medrash, like really it's Akasha, the menorah also we only have bisman the Beis Hamikdash. After the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the lighting of the menorah either. So the Ramban explains that the Medrash says that from this pasuk there's a remez to the union of the mitzvah Chanukah. Like in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, by the Chashmonoim, when they had the new Chanukah, when they had the new lighting of the menorah then, it was Kaveh L'Doros, the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So as Merum is here, that there'll always be a mitzvah of Adlokas Haneros, even after the Churban Abayis. Yeah. However, there's still a question here. Like, why did Aaron feel appeased here? Like, Aaron first felt bad, because he saw the way all the Nesiim were bringing these presents, these special kabonas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right after the Chanukas of the Mishkan, and him and the Shevet wasn't there, like he wasn't zeicha to bring these kabonas, to bring these matonas, these nedavas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Aaron felt bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't feel bad, you know why? Because I'm letting you do the menorah. And the menorah is much greater than the kabonas that the Nesiim brought, and the raya is, you know what the proof of this is? That this avoida of the menorah will always be around. Will be around even after the Churban Abayis, even by the Bayis Sheni, by the Chashmonoim, because of the Nes. Then, will be kaveh, it will always be a mitzvah Chanukah to light the menorah. Now the question is, what does this have to do with Aaron though? Like Aaron felt bad that he didn't bring the Kabonis, by lighting the sea and brought it. So how did Hashem prove to him, to show him, don't feel bad, what you're doing is better. What are you doing better? That you're doing the menorah. The fact you're bringing the menorah now, lighting it, what does that have to do with the fact that there'll be a menorah later on like Bimei Chanukah and the Dura Durus, there'll always be this mitzvah of Chanukah, of lighting the menorah. Like, what does that have to do with Aaron, though? Aaron Lechura did not cause the mitzvah of Chanukah to come about. That happened later with the Chashmonaim. So how did Aaron feel good now from the fact that he'll be able to light the menorah right now? And I once heard a pshat like this, that Aaron felt bad that now when the Nesim are bringing the Matonis, bringing the Nedovis, they are for sure making a Nachas Ruach to Hashem. They're making a Kodesh Baruch Hu feel good. So Aaron felt bad. Why wasn't he there also making a Kodesh Baruch Hu feel good by bringing these Nedovis? And a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered back to him, don't feel bad. Because when you're going to go to light the menorah, you Aaron HaKohen, when you light the menorah, you do this mitzvah so good, with so much kavanah, will you give me so much nachas ruach, you should know, by doing it, that your strength of your mitzvah of lighting this menorah is going to give power to the Chashmonaim in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that they'll have mezgabrus in order to do the avodah then, they'll be mezgabrus, they'll have mesiras and nefesh then, and because of the nes, what happened then, there'll be kaveya the yomtiv of Chanukah, that to save the Duraduras, the Yidden will be lighting the menorah. Now, who gave the Chashmonaim the koyach to do the fighting then, to get back the avodah? That's only the koyach that Aaron HaKohen put into lighting the menorah now. That's the pshat in the Ramban. That because Aaron HaKohen did the lighting of the menorah with so much kavona, with so much mesiras nefesh right now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it, had so much nachas ruach from Aaron's avodah right now, that it gave power and strength into Klai Yisrael, that to be able later to be mezgaber in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, and because of this, would be kaveya the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So it comes out that Hashem was appeasing Aaron to say that I'm accepting your avodah, your lighting of the menorah is giving me so much nachas ruach. I feel so good with it that that's how strong it is that l'dori doros is going to be affected because of your mitzvah that you're doing right now. Mitzvah Shem later will say another pshat in this Rashi. So Rashi says Shalai Shino. He didn't change, he didn't do anything different. And the kasha was, why should he do something different? This is an easy mitzvah to light the menorah. Like, what's the havamina? Aaron shouldn't do it the right way. And we're learning now the pshat is, Vayas Ken Aaron, Aaron did it the right way, means not only he didn't change, but he didn't change at all from the way HaKadosh Baruch would want him to do it. He did it 100% with the right kavono, with the right mesiras nefesh, with the right avas Hashem, with the right kavono. That this kavono was so great in the eyes of Hashem that because of it, it gave power into Klai Yisrael. That l'dorei doros, we're also going to have the mitzvah of hadlokas haneris even after the Churban HaBayis with the lighting of the menorah on Chanukah. And from here we learn out this yisoid, that if somebody does a mitzvah really with the right kavono and puts all the strength into it, he makes it much easier for the rest of the people to do the mitzvah also. The Moshe was brought down by the mitzvah milah, that kol mitzvah that Klai Yisrael metchilu was mekabel besimcha, is adayin henoisim besimcha. They started off this mitzvah of milah, bris milah, besimcha, and the dorei doros, whenever we have a bris milah, there's always a simcha involved also. Because they started off to do the mitzvah besimcha the right way, it's a koyach in this mitzvah always to be done the right way, besimcha. Now, then the end of this pasuk says, again, it says, Dabar el Aaron v'yomar to Elov b'haloyis ches haneiros, el mul p'nei ha-menorah, upon the face of the menorah, the Rashi says that means, the ner ho'am tsoyi, which is really called the ner marovi. In other words, so p'nei ha-menorah means the middle ner, then your iru shivas haneiros. The rest of the neiros, the rest of the seven neiros, should be lit. So the Farshim most asked the question, if the Pnei HaMenorah means the Ner Marovi, the middle Ner, so then there are only six left, three on the right side, three on the left side. So why does the Pasuk say Yiru? Shivas HaNeros, it should have said Sheshes HaNeros. In other words, that the six Neros should be facing towards the Shvi, towards the middle one. And really the Pshat, why there was like six Neros, in other words, the middle Ner was the Ner Marovi. And there was three on the right side, three on the left side. The Gemara says, really, that both of them were facing towards the Ner Marovi. And the pshat from this is really that the Gemara says that L'chil L'Oro Hu Tzorach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to put the menorah in the Mishkan to because Hashem needs light. So all the years we were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it light for us. His HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does need the light of the menorah. So the Gemara says it's an Edusu that Shechina Sherebi Yisrael. The reason why we have the menorah is an Edus, a proof that the Shechina was with us. So that's why it was like the middle there, and then the three on the right and three on the left side were facing towards the middle, as if to show the light is not to shine outwards, that we need the light of the menorah, but rather it all shined in the middle to show that the Ne'am HaRovah, that's the Mokom HaShechina, that the Shechina is amongst us. And really the Sepurin over here, like really asked this question, like how come it says seven eras, really there should only be six, and the one in the Ne'am HaRovah, the middle one, and really what it comes to answer is, like we want to show now that everything is working together. It's really Shivas HaNeris. There's seven Neris here working to show one thing, to show Achdus, like we're saying now, it's the three on the right side and three on the left side. They're both facing the middle one to show together, like all seven together is showing us now that the Shechina is Beneinu. And the Be'er Moshe also wants to explain like this, that the Yalkut Shemoni over here says in this Pasuk of Shivas HaNeris, so the Yalkut says, Lomo Shivas Neris. So one pshat is, Kinegat Shivas Yimei Breishis. And he says, Hu Adin, the Be'er Moshe says, that's the way the Zohar HaKadosh also says like this, that the Shivas HaNeris are Kinegat Shivas Yimei Breishis. What does it have to do with Shivas Yimei Breishis? So he wants to explain the same question. Why do we always say Shivas Yimei Breishis? Really, we know there's only Shisha Yomim. There were 6 days that Hashem worked, and on the seventh day, Yom HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. So why is it called Shivas Yimei Breishis? So the pshat is that all the 6 days of the working was only kidei that there should be a Shabbos Kodesh. It's like 7 days that the main purpose of all these days was to have the Shabbos Kodesh. Here also, the main purpose of all these seven Neiros, in other words, you needed three on the right side, three on the left side, pointing towards the middle one, the Ne'am HaRovi, to show that the Iker of this Neiros here was not to shine the light outwards, but rather to shine the light inwards, to be an Edus to show us that the Shechina is Beneinu. Then the Parsha goes on to talk about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Levim to become Tor, the Tyrus HaLevim. As the Pasuk says, Kachas HaLevim Eterech Bnei Yisrael V'tiharto Oysam. You should take the Levim from the Bnei Yisrael and you should be Metire them. And now it talks about how we are Metire them. V'choysasulhem L'tarim Hazerle Mechates V'yavto put the mechates beviru sarah kol besorim v'chipsu bigdehem v'itorum. We have to put upon them the mechates, and Rashi says because they were tamei emesim, because after the chet egel they killed out the brothers, and then beviru sarah. Rashi says that mitzvase b'divrei ben Moshe darshin that v'shenitnu kapora al abchuris shovdu avoy dezora, that the levim now were taken over the place of the bechurim, and the bechurim worship avoy dezora by the Chet Egel. V'ikruya Zivche Mesim, and that is considered Zivche Mesim. V'yaha Metzera Kori Mes, and a Metzera is also considered like a Mes. Therefore, as Kikom Tegalachas K'Metzeroyim, therefore the Levim now had to have a Tegalachas, shaving off the hair, just like the Metzera has to shave off all his hair. And then they have to go to the Mikvah to Metire them. Now Rashi says, what does it mean? Kaches HaLevim, Rashi says, that kochein bedvorim, that Moshe should go and talk to the Levim, and tell them, Ashreichem, you are so lucky, shetiskulia shamoshim lamokim, that you are zeicha to be the special people to minister by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem. And really, the ponim Yopas explains, like, what is so Indian now that Levim has to have special tyro and special kaporo, like Chazal always say, that Usvivov Nishiro Moid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Medagdek Im HaTzadikim G'chut HaSaro. The more closely you become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, and any little bit thing wrong with you, it's a bigger Avera. See, here also, Levim now will be coming close to Hashem. They were going to be the ones to do the Avodas of Hashem, so they had to be Metire themselves much more than a regular Yisrael, in order to be able to be close about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the greater of a person you are, the closer you are to Hashem, the more Tyre and Kedusha you have to have. Just like the Gro said over, like before a person, a Yid, goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to prepare himself. because it's ain't a doim if you live in Eretz Yisrael. That's like the Palter and Shomelech. You're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Mokom HaShechina. You have to act different in the palace of Hashem than you act outside the palace. So before you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to prepare yourself to do tshuva to make sure you don't have chatoyim. There's who I've been here also, before the Leviyim are becoming now to work, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have to be metayer them. This is the way the Or HaChaim also explains here, that what does it mean, kaches ha-Leviyim? So he says, the Rashi says it means, kochem bedvorim. You should talk to them nicely. So he explains, what does Rashi mean, you should talk to them nicely? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, v'nira sheneskaven leima, that we should tell them, sheyavdila mi Yisrael. You should be separated now from Klal Yisrael. V'lasos lehem machna leviya. You have to make for yourself a special place, a special tent, a special camp. Letzarat zorech b'tayrosam. Yosef b'bnei Yisrael. Because you have to be more Torah, more pure now than the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, like we're saying now, since now the Leviim are going to be the ones to do the avodah, to be meshorsim of Hashem, they have to have special Torah. Now, by the Leviim here, the Pasuk uses two different lashonos. Sometimes it starts off by saying, kach es ha-Leviim mitoch b'nei Yisrael. Like, you should take the Leviim from b'nei Yisrael. Then the Pasuk says, a lashon of, ki nesunim nesunim hemali. They were given over to me, mitoch b'nei Yisrael. Tachas pitras korechem b'chor kol mi b'nei Yisrael. And it says again, it sounds like two different lashonos here. Of ekach kach I will take, then it says lashon v'nosam nesunim I will give. How come it says two different lashonos here of taking and giving to Leviim? And really, the Kli Yoker brings down that the Medrash really explains this, and the Medrash Tanchuma says that Kach es Leviyim means Kach oisam l'shmi l'shem shorora. In other words, Leviyim has two things appointed by the Leviyim. There's an inyan of shorora. They're like the leaders, like they take the taxes. Like we have to give them the mas, we have to give them trumas amaisras, we give to Shevet Levi. That's called Kach li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them, that they should be shorora. They should be like the rulers we have to give to them. And then the din of Nesunim, that they were given over to do the avodah in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan. That they're Lamaso, they have to carry, like we learned before, all the different avodahs Leviim did. So it's an Indian that Leviim had to work hard in the Mishkan, and there's also the Indian of Kach that Leviim took from Klal Yisrael, that they were like the shorora, they took the mas, they took back from us the Trumas HaMaisers. Then in Pasuk Yutes it says, V'etno es ha-Leviyim nesunim li'aron levonov mitrech b'nei Yisrael, la'avod es avodas b'nei Yisrael b'yoymoid, u'lechapra b'nei Yisrael v'lo'iyya b'nei Yisrael negev b'geshes b'nei Yisrael al-Kodesh. So Pkitzu, in this Pasuk it says five times b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi brings down the Medrash, the Adashin that says, Hei pomim nemru b'nei Yisrael b'mikrezeh, lo'idiyach i'boson, to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Shenichblu as kereseyim, b'mikra echad kiminyin hei chum sheteira. V'chein risi b'reishis rabba. That this posik, one posik mentions B'nai Yisrael five times, the same way we have five chum sheteira. So the question is, this parasha now we just got finished saying, we're talking about the Leviim. We're talking about the Kedushas HaLeviim, how to be Metari the Leviim, the special avoided the Leviim have, the special Shorora the Leviim have. So if the Pasuk now goes to mention so many things about Leviim, why like is it a Shvach to B'nai Yisrael, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves B'nai Yisrael? It should have been the opposite. That now HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show something here, the way he loves Leviim, that they are so great. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain that what the Pasuk comes to teach us here is true. This whole parasha now is talking about how great the Leviim are. They're a special, they have to be separated, you have to have special tiring kedusha. They're doing special work. So Ibarzoi Klal Yisrael, the regular Yisrael, could have a chlishes adas. He could feel bad, like he's secondary. I'm not so choshev. He'll be misrash. He'll give up. He won't want to do the avodah anymore. He feels he's not so important anymore. So the pasuk comes to tell us, no. You should know Klal Yisrael is still choviv, and it's doima to five. Like Rashi, like the Medrash says, Chumshe Torah, like we once spoke out before, even though the Kesa Kuna Taka goes to Shevet Levi, but it's still the Kesa Torah, that's Munachas, whoever wants to come to take it. That Klai Yisrael, don't be Miyayish, don't think since you don't have the Kedushas Leviim, you don't have this Madrega, you're nothing. No, we have the Madrega B'nai Yisrael, that we could be Makabal the Torah. We have the Kesara Torah. And any Jew could be Zeicha with this Kesara Torah to become a Talmud Chacham. And the Kesara Torah is even greater than the other Ksarim. So that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Don't be Miyayish B'nai Yisrael. The Torah mentions you five times here now that with the Kedushas of Torah, you're even more greater. Then the Pasuk of Dalet says, Zoysa shel alviyya mi ben chonesh v'yesrim shona v'mala yobu l'tzvoytzova v'avoydis ha'yamoyit. When they become 25 years old, then they come to the tzvo. So Rashi brings down, I b'mokah ma'achar roimim mi ben shloshim shona. All the places we know that the B'nai Levi first come to do the avoydah when they're 30 years old. So Rashi says, well, Kate said, how could it be? Here it says 25 years old. And other places it says they have to be 30 years old. So Rashi says, Mi ben chofhei bo lilmoid, hilchas avoida. When he was 25 years old, he came to learn the halachis, how to do the avoida. V'loy meid chomeshonim, and he learned for 5 years. Or ben shloshim oived, and then when he became 30 years old, after he learned for 5 years, then he did the avoida. So Rashi brings down his sefri that says, Mikan letalmid shaloi roa simin yofi b'mishnosle b'chomeshonim, shuvein eroya. If a Talmud, a student that's learning for 5 years straight, and he doesn't see he has any atzlocha, he doesn't see a good sign in his learning, he'll actually give up. He should know after 5 years, you're not going to see a simen yofa anymore. And I once heard over from Rav Shach Shlita that he said, like, a Talmud today, he shouldn't take this to apply it to himself, to feel if a Talmud sat and learned in the yeshiva for 5 years, and he sees after he learned for 5 years, he doesn't have atzlocha, he's not learning so good, he should give up. Because he wanted to say, Avada, the Sefri, the Medrash here is talking about, if somebody learns for 5 years with all the koiches, all the strength, he puts in every second he has, he's not mavatl a minute. He can say the works and works and learns and learns and learns for 5 years straight, and he sees he doesn't have a slochom, then he has a right to say he's not going to have a slochom anymore. However, by us, that the Talmidim now don't put all the koiches into learning, we don't put all our strength in. We have other things in our mind. We do other things also. So therefore, even after 5 years of trying, we see we don't have so much hatzlacha, we can't give up now. We have to try more and more and more and more. And though the more we try, maybe the more siyata d'shmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us, and eventually we'll also shteigeis to become to be a Talmud Chacham. Then the Pasuk after Shlishi talks about the union of Pesach Sheni. It says, V'davar Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shon ha'shenis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in the midbar Sinai in the second year, L'tzeis l'mieros Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon lemer. It's the second Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, V'yasu v'nei Yisrael asa posach v'moyadoi, that Klai Yisrael should go and make the Korban Pesach at its right time, on Yud Dalet b'Nisan they should make the Shechita Korban Pesach, and they should eat it Leil Tezvov, that Barbos Yerem Chodesh Hazeh Bein Habayim Tassu Voisei B'Moyadoi, V'chol Gulchoysov, V'chol Mishpotem Tassu Voisei, like the regular lochas of the Korban Pesach. V'dav Moshe B'nai Yisrael Asu Es HaPosach, and the Pesach says, V'yasu Es HaPesach, and Klai Yisrael made the Korban Pesach Barishon Barbos Yerem Chodesh Bein Habayim, V'mivasim HaKolash Yativ HaShem Es Moshe, Chenosu B'nai Yisrael, that they brought this Korban Pesach in Midbar, the second year on Yudalad Benisim. Now Rashi really brings down the kasha, really the Gemara is the question, that this is not in the right place. This took place by Chodesh Harishon, in the first month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them to make the Korban Pesach. And the parshas before by Midbar, that starts off talking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to count Klal Yisrael, first took place in the second Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh year. So how come this parsha comes later that happened, muktam happened before? And the Gemara Pesachim says that from here the klal is ein seder muktam umuchim b'Torah. That we don't have it in order in the Torah. The Torah says something that happened before, later. But then Rashi himself asked the question, but why didn't the Torah put it in the right way? Why did the Torah put it in the wrong way? So Rashi says, nefnei shi genusan shal Yisrael. because this was something not nice about Klal Yisrael, that Shekol Arboyim Shona Shor Yisrael Bamidbar, all the 40 years that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, Lehikrivu Al Pesach Zubel Vad. That's what the Sifri says, that this was the only Korban Pesach Klal Yisrael brought all the 40 years they were in the Midbar. The next one they brought was first when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So since this is something not nice about Klal Yisrael, that's why the Torah didn't want to start off like say the Bamidbar about the Korban Pesach. But now the question is, how come Taka Klal Yisrael did not bring the Korban all the 40 years they were in the Midbar? So it's a machlokes what the Torah is. The Das Kainim Baal Tosfos learns that really the Chi of Korban Pesach is totally in coming into Eretz Yisrael. As the Pesach says, that you have to bring in Eretz Yisrael. Just as a Chiddush here, this Parsha that said that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe this one time, Klal Yisrael should bring the Korban Pesach this second year they went out of Mitzrayim. But then the question is, what's the big news? So what's so not nice about Klal Yisrael that they didn't bring the Korban the rest of the years? They had no chiyuv to bring it. So the Aschenim and Baal Tosfos learns the pshat is, that's a gnus. How come they weren't zeicha to go right away into Eretz Yisrael the way they were supposed to? It's because they did the chet of the Meraglim. That's why they were pushed off. They weren't able to do the Korban Pesach for the next 40 years. So really the gnus, the thing that nice about Klal Yisrael was the fact that they were not zeicha, they were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael right away, but rather had to wait the 40 years in the Midbar. Other Mepharshim learned that the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't bring the Korban Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar, because really, they had children, and they weren't able to make a bris milah on the children, because the Ruach Tzvoinis, the strong wind, kept on blowing, and it was a sakana to make a bris milah. So since they were all oral, they didn't have a bris milah, they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. That's why they didn't bring it. Here's the way Tosis and Yevomis and Rafayin Beis and Mabeis said like this, that in Meshum HaSakana, they didn't bring the Korban Pesach. But then the question is, so why is the Gnus? Why is it something not nice about Klal Yisrael that they didn't bring the Korban Pesach? They were potter, they were ganonis. They couldn't make the bris milah. So what you have to say, according to this pshat, is either the same teretz, that if they would have been tzaddikim, if they wouldn't have done the chet of the meraglim, they would have went right away in Teretz Yisrael. And there they would have been able to make the bris milah. So the reason why they weren't able to make the bris milah all the 40 years was because of the chet of meraglim. Or else you have to say, if they would have been bigger tzaddikim, if it wasn't because of the chet they did, the ruach tzvoinis would have stopped. It wouldn't have been such a strong wind that they would have been able to make the bris milah. So it was a gnus, it was something not nice to Klal Yisrael, the fact they weren't able to do the bring the Korban Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar. Now another pshat you could say here, maybe why the Torah didn't start off talking about the Korban Pesach, which took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rather, how come the beginning of the Parshas Bamidbar started off with happened on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the second month, that they started to count the Jews? Could be like we spoke out before, that the Indian, why we counted them was that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting his Shekhinah, Beteres Klal Yisrael, he wanted to make a Mokum Kviyas to live with us, so he wanted to count us to see exactly how many there are that his Shekhinah should be amongst us. So that was the most important thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was coming to live with Klal Yisrael. And that's why we said to say that after the Shekhinah, after the HaKomes HaMishkan, it spoke about the Degolim, that Klal Yisrael had the Machna all around the Mishkan, to show that that's where the Shekhinah was, not only in the Mishkan, but it shined out throughout all the Machna Yisrael, all around, until the end of the Degolim. Now, after we have the Yisrael that the Shekhinah is here, now the Pesukim talk about how we do the Avodah with the Shekhinah. Like last Pasha spoke about the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the Nesiyim brought the special korbanos to cover the Chanukah HaMizbeach. Once the Shekhinah was here, this is the way they did the Avodah to the Shekhinah. Then in any of these reasons of the Chinuch HaLeviim, that when we have the Shekhinah amongst us, we have to have special people working with the Shekhinah, we have to have Leviim, we have to be Matari of the Leviim. And now we go to talk about the Korban Pesach that we brought. Is once we have the Mishkan, once we have the Shekhinah, now we go to bring Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then soon it talks about the Indian that Lech Techachre Bamidbar, that Klal Yisrael went Bechlal to live with the Shekhinah, went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live in the Midbar. And really the Sepura talks out like this. Like he says, this is the Seder Advarim. He says that the Pesuk says here four different good things Klal Yisrael did, which really there should have been zoicha to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. If it wouldn't have been for the chet of the Meraglim, they would have went straight into Eretz Yisrael for these good for these four things that they did. And he speaks about, first it is Rishonah Sipur Chanukah Samezbech. Shenis is Rizusam Binyin Chinuch Alevim. Shlish is Rizusam Bekorban Pesach. And Revias Lechtem Achre Kel Yisbroch Bemidbar. In other words, the Pesukim now are going on the Seder, how Klai Yisrael did good things with the Shechinah. And really they should have been zeichet to go right away into Eretz Yisrael, but we'll soon see that they did the Chet of the Meraglim, because of that they weren't zeichet. And then that's another reason also why we didn't start off with the Korban Pesach, because first we want to talk about that the Shechinah is living with us. And the Korban is only a prat. After we have the Shechinah here, this is the way we are oivet, this is the way we do work to the Shechinah, work with the Shechinah. Then Pasuk Vov says, Vayhi anoshim ashehoyu tumeyim lenefesh. They were the people that were tomei, they touched the mace. And some people say they were taken care of by Levi of Nodav Yaviyu, because these were the only people that were mace. Now, after, like you see us in Mitzrayim, after the Matan Torah, so they were metame themselves. These people were not ready to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudalid ben Nisan. They came to Aaron in front of Moshe. And the people said to them, we are Tomei, we touched the mace. Why should we lose out and not be able to bring the Korban Pesach? But my yadir, that's right time, b'seich b'nei Yisrael. In the middle was everybody else. So that was their taina, that they wanted to know, why should we lose out? Why can't we bring this Korban Pesach also? The old Mepharshim asked, like, really, what was the question? Why do we lose out? Of course you lose out. You lose out because you're a Tamei Meis. And the Torah says, true, if the Roiv Klal Yisrael are Tamei Meisim, then it's Doiche Tumma. But if there are only Yechidim, only individuals that are Tamei, right. So like Pshita, they can't do the Korban Pesach. Well, what was the question? What do they want to be able to bring the Korban Pesach? That's Tomei, they can't do it. And the Kitza, the way they give the terrorists to Mepharshim, they say, the way Pshita, the way people say, when there's a will, there's a way. The person really, really wants to do something, he'll find a way how to do it. Here also, these people were such big tzaddikim, like Pshita, their goof, their own body, was like taking them, driving them to do the mitzvah. Even though like their seichel told them we can't do it, but their body wasn't satisfied. They were running, they were rushing, their body wanted to do the mitzvah. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and Tainad, Lo Mani Gora, why should we lose out? Like they had such a big cheshik, such a big desire to do the mitzvah. But first to speak out, because they had such a big desire, because Hashem saw that when they wanted to do the mitzvah so much, that's why because of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh them and gave them the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. And we know the halacha is, if you were Tomei B'Shas Yudal B'Nisan, and you couldn't bring the Korban Pesach then, you have the right to bring the Korban Pesach the next month, Pesach Sheni. So because of their great desire to do the mitzvah, they were zeicher to have a taka, another mitzvah, to bring a Korban Pesach. So from here we learn out that a person should never be miyayish, never give up, never felt he's like thrown away, he can't do something. You have to you have to strive and want to do it. And the more you want to, the more of a will you have, and Mitzvah Hashem, the more the way you'll find to do the mitzvah. Then the Pasuk after Revi talks about the Mishkan, exactly how it was during the Midbar. That it says, V'chi sa'onon es Mishkan li'er leidus, that by daytime there was an onon, there was a cloud on top of the Mishkan, uverev yiwal Mishkan kemara eish ad boiker. And by nighttime there was like a fire on top of the Mishkan until the next morning. Ken yiyah sa'omet ha'onon yichasenu omara eish loyla. That's the way it was always, that there was the onon, the cloud on top of the Mishkan by daytime, and at nighttime there was a fire. Then the Pasuk goes on to say that this is the way Klai Yisrael knew when to go on to travel and when to stay still. Like whenever the onon stayed still, Klai Yisrael stayed still. And whenever the onon started to move, that's when Klai Yisrael also started to move. That's when they put the Mishkan down and started to travel. Like it says over and over again, that our Pi Hashem Yisu v'nei Yisrael, the Api Hashem Yachnu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, that's the way they traveled, and when Hashem told them to rest, that's the way they rest. kol yemeya she yishkon onan ala mishkon yachnum. As long as this onan, the cloud was on top of the mishkon resting, Klal Yisrael rested. Uvaharech onan ala mishkon yamin rabin v'shomu b'nei Yisrael v'shal Hashem lo yisol. It was there a few days, they also waited those few days. And then it goes on and says over and over again, a few times here, Oyoimayim oychodesh oyomim baharech onen ala mishkon lishkon olav yachnu v'nei Yisrael lo yisol. It was there a month or more, they waited. And as soon as the Onan traveled, that's when Klal Yisrael traveled. And again the Pasuk says over again, Pasuk of Gimel, that Api Hashem Yachnu v'Api Hashem Yisrael, Es Mishmeres Hashem Shemoru Api Hashem V'Yad Moshe. Everything was done Api Hashem. And this is also part of the Shvach, the praise of Klal Yisrael, that they went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar, and they didn't complain at this time. Because whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to travel, they traveled. Whenever Hashem told them to rest, they rested. Even though they did not know, they didn't have a notice in advance how long we're going to be resting here, how long we're going to be traveling. Sam Klal Yisrael was Lechtech Achra Bemidbar. They went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar. This was the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. And really, because of this Shvach, because Klal Yisrael went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really they should have been Zeichet to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. If not for the Chet of the Meraglim, they would have been zeichah to go right away into Eretz Yisrael. But Kol Porter, from these psukim, we learn out that really it's a limud for us that whenever we do travel, or really anything we do, anything we go, any place we go, it should also always be Api Hashem. We should always know there's the Rotzon Hashem, there's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go, where He wants us to go, how we should go there, and we have to learn out from here that really everything should be done Api Hashem. Like duly in the yeshiva, they tell the Baruchim really, like when you leave, when you go someplace, you have to ask Rishus. You have to know where you're going, why you're going there, what are you doing there. Everything should be done al pi Hashem. And the same thing should apply even when we get older. After we're married, when we have mishpachas, when we want to move, we want to get a new job, we want to do something, we should always make sure and think into it that it's being done al pi Hashem. As if to ask a gadol, get somebody's Rishus, make sure what you're doing is the right thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go and do that way. Then the Pasha goes on, the Pasha's Yud. It says, V'davar Shem Moshe Leimor, Asei Lecho Shtei Chatzoytzois. You should make two trumpets, Keser from silver, Mikshe Tassoysom, Hoy Lecho Lemikru Edo, Ulamasa Es HaMachnis. That you blow the trumpets when you want the Edo to come together, and when you want to start traveling. So Rashi says, Lemikru Edo, to call to the congregation, that means Kishatir Tzolodabi in Sanhedrin, Usharom V'sikrom Lesef Alechom. When you want to call the Sanhedrin together, the rest of the people, to talk to them, you blow the Chatzoytzos and they'll all come together. And secondly, Ulamasa Samachnis, when you want to start traveling, also you blow the trumpets. And like Rashi says, that even though Klal Yisrael now has three simonim to know when to start traveling. One is Al Pi Adibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like when the cloud starts moving. Secondly, Api Moshe. And third, Api HaChatzoytzos. And then Pasuk Tes says also, V'chisivo Muchoma B'yartzachem. When you'll have a war taking place in your land, Al HaTzara Tzoreschem, and you'll have enemies coming in, and it'll be bad for you. V'nizkart V'harayosem B'chatzoytzos. And you should blow the trumpets. V'nizkartem L'fnei Hashem L'kechem V'noishatem Yavechem. And you'll be remembered in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to help you. This is like the third inyan of blowing the trumpets. That in case for Mokum Tsar, when things are going bad for Klal Yisrael, you should blow the trumpets, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us and help us. Then the Pasuk Yud says another inyan of blowing the trumpets are, Uv'yom Simchaschem, it's in the day of joy, and the Baal Turim says is the remes for Shabbos, Uv'mayadechem on Yom Tovim, Uv'roshei Chodshechem on Rosh Chodesh, Uskatim b'chatzoytzos. We should blow in the trumpets, Alo l'seichem, when we bring the korban oila, V'yalzivchei shalmeichem, bring korban shlomim, V'hoi l'chem l'zikaron l'fnei l'keichem, Ani Hashem l'keichem. That again, blowing the trumpets should make it that we should be remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet explains this mitzvah, and he says it's a mitzvah l'tkoye b'chatzoytzos b'amigdosh b'chol yoyim v'akriv kol korban. Every time before they brought the korbanos, every single day, there was this mitzvah to blow the chatzoytzos. And hu adin k'moy kein b'shas hatzoros. When things go bad for Klal Yisrael, when we have a war, But the pasuk says, you should blow the shofar. And he explains the chinuch, even though the pasuk only says, v'yom simchaschem, v'mayadechem, rosh chodeshechem, but it's lav dafka these days, but every single day when we bring karbonis, there was the mitzvah in the Beis Hamikdash to blow the shofar. And it brings a raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah like this. And he explains what was the inyan of blowing the chatzaitz rois. And he says, the pshat is that b'shas karbonos hoyitzrichem lechaven daitem yofe binyone. When the kohen was bringing the karbonos, he had to have the right thoughts in his mind, not to think any bad machshava psul or machshava pigul, not to think bad things. Only to think that he's doing now the avodas Hashem, he has to have the right kavona. So and he says the same thing when we have a tzara, when we have a war, and we want to like daven to Hashem, we have to have the right thoughts in our mind when we're davening to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmanis on us, should have pity on us, and help us, and not to think about other things. So he says, therefore, at these times, there was a mitzvah to blow the chatzaitz reis, and the pshat is that when you hear the voice of the chatzaitz reis, it'll be misarurus, it'll wake us up, and it'll make us think the right thoughts. And he says that the W-Dua, like the loudest noise we can have, is from the trumpets. That's the Kel Godol. So such a Kel Godol will like wake us up and make us have the right thoughts. Both when we're bringing the Karbonis, and who are them when we're davening to Hashem because things are going bad for us, will have the right thoughts. And this will take away any bad machshavis or anything else we would be thinking about. And the Rambam also says like this, the Rambam of Paragimel Mehilchas Kli HaMikdash, and who are then in Perek Vav, Milchus Tainus, he also says that the Indian to blow the Chatzaitz Reis when something bad happens to us is like to wake us up to be Mis'arur, that anything bad happening to us is not just Tam a Mikra, it's Tam happens. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that we're doing something wrong and we should wake up and start to do tshuva. So the Indian of blowing the Chatzaitz Reis was like to say Lis'arur as Liboy, to wake up our heart, to start to do tshuva, to come back and do the right way the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And who are then by Karbonos also? It's to wake up to Kahanim to make sure they have the right machshavis b'shas they're doing the avodah. Then later, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it says, Vayisu mehar Hashem, Klal Yisrael traveled away from Har Sinai, Derech Shlesh Yom, 3 days. The Aroim Bris Hashem, Nosei Lefneim, the Yoren went in front of them, Derech Shlesh Yom, Losu Lehem Menucha, to find them Menucha, to find them peace. And then we know after Pasuk Lamed Dalid, there's the Nun turned upside down. And then we have the Pasharov, Vayihi bin Soy Oren, when the Oren was traveling, V'yeme Moshe Kuma Hashem, Hashem should get up, V'yafut Soyvechom, all the enemies will be scattered away, V'yanusa Misenecho, the Lord run away from us, Mifonecho. Uvenucha Yoymar, and when it was rested, he said, Shuba Hashem, as Hashem should return, Ribu V'Salfa Yisrael. And then at the end of this parasha is again the Nun turned upside down. And then the next parasha, Yud Aleph, starts off, Vayi Yom Kimisoinanim, that the people were complaining. Rab Yozni Hashem was dead in the ears of Hashem. Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard about this. Vayicharap, they got very angry. Vativa Bomesh, and Hashem made a fire come out. Vatuchal Bikse HaMachnim. And then they cried to Hashem and Moshe Davin, and the Esh went away. They called this place like a fire, because this place the fire came out and burned people. And Rashi here on the Pasha of Ayi bin Soy Oron, Rashi says, also loy simonius, milufonov umlachrov, there's like this Nun turned upside down before Ayi bin Soya and right after this Pasha of Ayi bin Soya. Why? So Rashi says, really, shein zemekoymai. Really, this parsha doesn't belong to be here. For lo manichtav kan, why was it written here? Kedei lahafsik bein peronius leperonius, to divide up between the two bad things that Klal Yisrael did. Kedei sebechol kitzvi hakodesh, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. In other words, the Gemara dashes on the pasuk before this that vayisu mehar Hashem, they traveled away from Har Sinai. It was like a tina kabareach mebeis hasefer, like little children running away from cheder, running away from school. In other words, Klal Yisrael now was running away from Har Sinai. In other words, they heard the mitzvahs, and they were afraid that they're going to have more mitzvahs. Therefore, they ran away from Har Sinai, as if to say, we don't want to be mekabel any more mitzvahs. And that was a rat, that was a chet. And then after this, Vayi ben Soharan is another chet that Klal Yisrael did. The pasuk says, Vayi yom kimasayinim, that the Am, and Rashi says, the Am here means the Rishoyim, But the Rishoyim were complaining, and it wasn't nice. Hashem got angry at this, and therefore made a fire, and people were killed because of this. Now, exactly what the chet was, what they do wrong, what did they complain about, the Pasuk doesn't say clearly what they were complaining. The Pasuk just says, Vayi yom kimisayinim. The people were complaining. And the Mefarshim say all different types of shotim, what they were complaining about. The Das Kainim says that they were complaining about the fact they have to go into Eretz Yisrael, that they didn't have enough emun in Hashem, and they thought they're going to have to fight, have all the mechamas. They were afraid to go in, they were afraid to have all the war. Or the Mefarshim learn, also it has to do with what the Pasuk says later, that later they complained about the food, they didn't like the mon, they wanted to have meat, and then they started to say, Boichal Mishpoich Hasam, they were crying about the Isaroyis, that they came also to marry certain people now. These are the things they were crying about. For some of our strong, that's what it means here also. They were complaining about these complaints right now. However, the Torah doesn't say clearly exactly what they were complaining about. Now, I once heard over a pshat from Rav Ozna Shlita that he wanted to say Enechanami. The Torah doesn't say clearly what they were complaining. But that alone was the chet. The Aveira here was alone that they weren't happy. They were complaining. What they were complaining about doesn't make a difference. They were just unhappy, unsatisfied. That alone is a chet. How could you be unsatisfied now? You just came off Har Sinai. You just received the Torah. You just received the Tayag Mitzvahs. You just became the special Am HaNivchar HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us. How is it possible now to have complaints not to be happy? The mere fact that they weren't in a happy mood, that alone was the Avera. That alone was a chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and made a fire right away to kill out these Rishoyim. So here we learn out that a person has to always be like Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha. You have to be happy that we're a Jew, that we could do mitzvahs, we have the Torah, we're the special Am, we're different than Goyim. For this alone, we have to be happy, and we have to be proud about it, and not to be in a matzah of just on complaining, to be unsatisfied. Now, the reason why this parasha has the Nun turned upside down before and the Nun turned upside down afterwards, like why is the Nun, the word Nun, turned upside down? Now, some want to say because really up until now, Klai Yisrael was Zeicho, because of the two nuns that they said. They said, Naaseh v'nishma. Like right away, Naaseh will do, and then v'nishma. That was like mamish, they came to Madrega of the Malchi Asharis, Peshas Kabbalah Satera. Now whatever Hashem said they would do right away, they like threw away the Yetzirah totally, they were going to listen to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. That was the skula of Klai Yisrael that they said, Naaseh v'nishma. But now, when it says, Vayisu mehar Hashem, that they went away from Harashem and the Chazal Dashin, they were like a tinnik, like a child running away from school, they lost that Madrega of Naaseh v'nishma. And who were then avada, these Rishoyim, that started to complain, also they lost this Madrega of Naaseh v'nishma. How could you start complaining? How could you feel bad? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us is good. How could you complain you don't have food to eat? How could you complain now about Aroyis? Certain Aroyis, certain people now you can't marry if you got the Torah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you these are the mitzvahs, this is what we have to do. You have to be happy about it. And now the rabbi, if we'll have more mitzvahs to do, we'll only should be more happier. And we always say, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakeh says Yisrael, Lefik Echir Behlam Torah Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us more. Just the opposite. The more mitzvahs we have, the more happy we have to be. And if certain things say we can't do it, we have to be happy about it. And not go to cry and to feel bad the fact that Hashem Aseh the Aroyis now, there are certain people we can't marry now. Because they crave him, their relatives will not let him marry them. And even though maybe it may sound a little bit hard to us, but that's really only because we don't have the light, the right light, to see clearly that that's the Rotzon Hashem, that's what Hashem wants from us. Because whatever the Torah says, any one of the Tayag Mitzvahs, even the Loisa says, it's all the Pshat, that's what Hashem wants from us, because that's what's emes, that's what's good for us, that's what we should do. Like Yisrael Slanta always used to say, he doesn't understand. If somebody would say, you go to the market, you want to buy food, the food looks very good, you have a tremendous desire to eat it. But if somebody would tell you, you should know, there's a chash, maybe there's poison in that food. If somebody would tell you, maybe there's poison there, everybody would go away from it. No doubt, nobody would go to eat it. No matter how good it looks, how much of a desire you have to eat it, but if somebody would tell you, there could be this poison there, and you're going to die if you eat it, right away, you'd run away, you wouldn't go near it, even though it's only a doubt, it's not for sure, you wouldn't have any clear sveikis, maybe I should be matter it, maybe not, for sure you'd go away from it. And how come, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives lavim, seser, and things as treifis, certain things you're not allowed to eat, certain things are not kosher, certain here by arroyos, certain people you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to be with these people. How is it possible to complain, to feel bitter, and to want to do the Avera? If Hashem says there's a lot there, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us it's poison. If you do it, you're going to kill yourself with it. Like we know the Torah is Eitz Chaim Hilo Mechazikim Bo. Torah is an Eitz Chaim, it's the Eitz of life. And the Moshel also of Chaim Balozhne says, the Moshel is that somebody is drowning in the ocean, and he grabs a hold of a piece of wood that he grabs onto, and that keeps him alive, that keeps him up. That's the Moshel, that's the example of Torah. Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hi. Torah is the wood that we grab onto, that wood that keeps us above water, that keeps us alive. In other words, doing the mitzvahs, that's our chayim, that's our chiyuv, that's what keeps us alive. Not doing the averus, that keeps us alive. Mashenek, when you come to do an avera, you want to do something different than Hashem tells us, we have to know it's worse than poison. Poison only kills you on this world, but doing averus kills us both on this world and on the world to come also. So that's the pshat here, that Klal Yisrael now lost the koyach of Naseh v'Nishma. The two nuns are turned upside down now. If you're in a matzav of complaining, you're not happy with the Torah, you're not happy with what Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to do, that's the opposite. We don't realize that just the opposite. It's a madreg of Naseh v'Nishma. Whatever Hashem tells us is good, we have to go run and do it. Not the first try and understand it, but just the mere fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do it, that alone is enough. Now later, the Parsha and Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Vayomer Moshe al Hashem. Moshe told to Hashem, Lomo harayoso liavdecha. He says, why did you do evil, do bad to your servant? For Lomo loy motzosi chen v'yinech. How come I didn't find favor in your eyes? Losu mesmasa kolam azoloy. How come you put all the burden of the people upon me? In other words, after Klal Yisrael was complaining now that they wanted to have food to eat, they didn't want the mon, they wanted to have bosa, they wanted to have meat, they came to complain to Moshe. So Moshe felt bad and complained back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, why do you put all this burden upon me? And Moshe said, Vayetze Pasuk Yud Beis, He'onoichi harisi eis kolom azeh. Why did I conceive all these people? E'monoichi laretihu, did I bore them? Ki seymer alai, you tell to me, se'eyu bechakecha, I should pick them up. Ka sheyiso eimein esayonik, like you pick up the baby. The Al Adama Shenishbat Al Avoisov, the Moshe said, Mainly Bosa Losa to Cholom Azir. Where am I going to get meat to give to the whole Klal Yisrael? Ki Yifchu Olai, that they're crying to me, Leima, Tenu Lanu Vosar B'Nechela. Give us meat to eat. Lo Yuchol Anechela Vadi Losa to Cholom Azir. I can't take the responsibility of the whole Klal Yisrael, Ki Chavid Mimenu, it's too hard for me. Yim Kochat Oisali, Hargeni No, Kill Me, Horog, Yimotsosachem Binecho, the Alera Birosi. In other words, kill me before I see all the bad that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. So the question is now, like Moshe Tain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'ein Li Boser, where am I going to get the meat to give to the whole people, to Klal Yisrael? Like, doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's mefarnes us? Like, Paseach Eshvedechu Ma'azbi L'chol Chayrotzoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that opens up his hands and gives everybody the panosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the food. Like just like now, Kodesh Baruch was giving Klal Yisrael the mon. So true, Klal Yisrael was complaining, where are we going to get the meat from? Like, why did Moshe say, Loshin, where am I going to get the meat to feed the Klal Yisrael? Like, didn't he have enough bitachon to know that Kodesh Baruch was the one that gives the meat? Like, it should have just happened to Hashem. Hashem should give it. And the Mashkiach, Reb Yochanan Zatzal, once explained that there's a difference between stam, a person that leads, and a manik by Klal Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael. A regular president, somewhere at the head, he just takes care of the paperwork. He leads, he tells you what to do, what not to do. But a manik like Klal Yisrael, the pshat is, he's like a father. It's because of the schus of the manik, the leader, that the Klal Yisrael gets the mezonos. It's the schus of the tzaddik that leads us. Because of his schusim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpi upon us, that gives us both the gashmius and the ruchnius. So that's why Moshe tainid, that I don't know if I have enough chusim now. Because of me, it's on my achrayis. The manik has to be a leader. That because of his chusim, the Klal Yisrael should be zoicha to get the ruchnis, to get the gashmis. He doesn't know if he's able to do it. He doesn't know where he's going to get the koyach to give so much like gashmis over to Klal Yisrael. That's what I'm talking about. Don't find favor in your eyes. Like, kill me, I shouldn't see the bad that's going to happen to them. But the pshat for the manik is, If you're the tzaddik, you're the tzaddik ador, you have to lead the door. It's because of your schusim that the whole door lives and they get the hashpah. And you have to be able to give it over to the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Now, just to go back again to say another pshat in the first Rashi of Parshas Baloischo. Again, the Rashi starts off Baloischo. Rashi says, Lomo nismucho Parshas HaMenorah LeParshas HaNesiyim. At the end of the last Parsha of Nosa, talk about all the Nedoves, the presents that the Nesiyim brought. So why does it talk about now about the mitzvah of Aaron to light the menorah? So Rashi says, Lefish Gesharo Aaron Chanukas HaNesiyim. Chol Shos Light, the Aaron felt bad that he wasn't with them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased him and told him that Chayecha Shalecho Gadelu Mishlehem Shirata Madle Gometev HaSeneris. Like, don't feel bad, you're not doing the Chanukas with the Chanukas HaMizbeach. You're not bringing these presents, you're going to have a bigger avodah to do of lighting the menorah. And the question is, really the Ramban asked the question, like, why wasn't Aaron satisfied for the fact that he has the avodah of the Kabbonis? Like, what were the Nesiim doing? The Nesiim were bringing presents. But who was Makter, who was really bringing the Korban? The Kahanim? We know the Kahanim have the special mitzvah to bring the Keteris. The Pasuk says, Yosimu Keteris Piatecho, that the Keteris is a tremendous Nachas Ruach Hashem. We know the union of Aaron the Kohen Gadol, he's the only one that could do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. That there was plenty special Avodahs that a Kohen, and especially a Kohen Gadol, has to do. So why was Aaron only appeased with the Avodah that he's going to do, the Hadlokas HaNeris? Why wasn't he appeased with the fact that he's going to have plenty other Avodahs to do? He's going to have the Avodahs of the whole Yom Kippur to do. So what was so great about this Avodah of the Hadlokas HaNeris that Rashi brings down this Medrash that says, of course, Berkel told him that your avodah is greater than the other avodahs. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal has a shmuz about this, and he brings down that the Medrash Rabbah here says like this, that Omer Yisrael of Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chai Yisrael spoke to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloilam, Atu Oimer Shenor Lefonecho, like you're telling us now this mitzvah of the menorah, that we should light it in the Mishkan. Atu Oimer Shloilam, like what's the purpose we should light the menorah? You're the light of the world, like you put the whole light in the world, you made the sun. So what's the purpose? How come in your Mishkan we have to light the menorah? Is Omer Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered them back, Lo Yishani Tzorach Lechem, it's not the truth, it's not the pshat, I need this light, El Shetoye Li Kederach Shati Lechem, I'm letting you do something back to me to show like you are Koros HaToiv, the way you appreciated, the way I give light to you. The Baita the Medrash says, Loma, why did Hashem do this? To make you greater than all the other nations. Shiyuimrim, that all the other nations should say, Ruech Yisrael Nirim Lemishur Melech Ololam. That all the other nations should say, look at Klal Yisrael, the way they have this power, this mitzvah, to give back light to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says it's a marshal to a pikeach, a smart person and a blind person. That they were both walking in the street, and you can understand the pikeach, he was the one that led the Sumer, he took him home. And it says that when they walked into the house, then the pikeach, the smart, the normal person, told the blind person, please light me, put on the light for me. So the sumer said, like a joke, what do you want me to put the light on for you? You did so much for me up until now. You took me all in the street. You brought me here. What's the purpose? I should light the light for you. And the pikeach said, because I want you to be master teva. Like I want you now to do something back to me, to thank me for all the good that I did to you. The Medrash says that's the Moshleya Kacha Pekecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pekech, the smart person, is HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And the Sum is Klal Yisrael. And HaKodesh Baruch Hu is the one that leads us in this world, gives us the aura in this world. So HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave us Nak and Mitzvah now to light the menorah that we could show our HaKoros HaToiv. We could show how we appreciate all the good that HaKodesh Baruch Hu does to us, and that's this Indian of lighting the menorah. So this is the way Reb Chaim Shalevitz Tzal wants to be Masber. This is what Rashi means, that the Medrash is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeased Aaron by telling him, your mitzvah of lighting the menorah, that's greater than all the other kabbonos, all the other nedovas that the Nesiim brought. And it's even greater than any other avodah you do. Because the pshat is, this mitzvah of lighting the menorah, this is the way to show back the appreciation we have, the HaKoros HaToiv that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us light. He is the one that Meir Loretz. He is the one that gives the sun. And now we are showing something to appreciate, show back our HaKadosh HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's by lighting the menorah. So this Indian of showing HaKadosh HaToiv That's so great. That's a bigger inyan than all the other avodas that Aaron the Kohen could do. So that's why Aaron was appeased, the fact that he heard he has the power, the right to do this mitzvah of the Adlakas HaNeiros. And the Chaim goes through a lot of different chazal to show this inyan, how great it is, the inyan of Akoros HaTov. That a person has to appreciate. If somebody does something good to you, you have to have a sense of appreciation. You have to go back to thank the person, to mark your toif to him. No matter how small of a thing he did to you, there's this choiv to give back HaKoros HaToiv. Thank the person to realize when somebody did something good to you.